Welcome to What the Design. I am the boss, Mita, and I'm here with my co-host, Rajkavan. We are excited to kick off our very first episode today and share our love of design with you all.
That's right. Today, we wanted to take some time and introduce ourselves, talk about our background and why we are so passionate about design.
Absolutely. So let's start with you, Rajkavan. Let's talk about your journey as a designer and why you chose to pursue this career.
Well, it's just the beginning of the journey. I started as a product designer, and I soon realized that I like creating brand experiences for customers. And now I'm a brand experience designer, and I absolutely love it.
That's such an interesting transition. But the question that comes to mind is, why design?
I think I've always been creative head. Like, even as a child, I used to spend hours painting, doodling. I also used to be so curious. I used to ask so many questions. And the best part about all of this was I used to try and solve these problems. Like, I had a problem-solving mindset. So if you see, all of these are traits of a designer. So it was no surprise when I started my education in North Mumbai.
I mean, that's very relatable. But I think our listeners will be very interested to know what you've done since then.
So after my graduation, I landed in Bangalore, where I was working under a studio. Some of my best projects have been created in that studio. And it was an amazing experience. I've worked with different industries like FMCG. I've worked with tech companies. And I think I'm very grateful for my manager and my boss for giving me the right opportunity at the right time. But I soon realized that I wanted to do something more, and that's when I started my own studio.
Starting your own studio. I mean, that must have taken so much hard work and willpower.
It's a small studio.
Still.
But yes, it was a wild ride, I won't lie. But you know, like, working with early stage startups has been a dream come true. And the best part is when these brands are out there in the market and they're doing very well with the customers because of your work, that experience is something that I can't put to words. It's so fulfilling.
That's so interesting. But could you dig a little deeper into the aspects of why brand design and brand experience? Like, what interested you about this concept or construct of yourself?
So let me give you an example. Just like in football, a quarterback needs to understand the strengths and weaknesses of their teammates to make the right decision on the field. It's very important for a designer to understand the desires and needs of the customer or the user to make the best winning solution, basically. So it's like understanding the defense and making the right play. So as a brand experience designer, what I really liked about it was the opportunity to create these memorable experiences. These experiences are not just about, like, you know, creating website or just the logo. It's across all touch points. Creating these experiences for customers where they build trust, loyalty, and emotional connect with the brand is very important. So basically, I have to say, like, whenever I'm talking about my experience or the work I do, it always gets a smile on my face. It's like, I feel like I'm a magician, but instead of pulling out rabbits, I create these mesmerizing experiences for customers. And like, where they fall in love with the brand. And let's be honest, who doesn't love a good love story?
Everybody loves love.
I think it's like, you know, it's like a puzzle. Putting these pieces, but instead of these pieces, we have brand values, target market, vision, mission. And when we put these pieces together and finally we get to see the whole picture, it's something that's so beautiful, and it's the experience that everyone wants to feel.
Interesting. You put up some really interesting points about customer loyalty and trust, right? So I want to know your perspective on brand experience in today's crowded marketplace.
So here's the thing, like, in today's world where we have the attention span of a goldfish, it's more than important to create a memorable experience. So, like, I think all of us have been scrolling through Instagram and seeing, like, we've all seen these different brands trying to sell their products, right? As an experience designer, what I am obsessed with trying to figure out what these brands are doing different with their competitors and how do they stand out? Because let's face it, if as a brand you're not able to stand out, you might as well be invisible. So what's very important in all of this is not just creating experiences that are visually appealing, mm-hmm. but also creating experiences that are emotionally resonant with the customer. You know how like that TikTok's music or TikTok sound that just hits differently?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm talking about, but with brands.
Interesting. But going back to what we were discussing before this, what's it like running your own business? Like, share some tidbits of your experience.
So digging into my experience with having my own studio, you know how people say that starting your own business is like jumping off a cliff and then building a plane on the way down? Let's just say I'm trying to build a lot of things lately. So as a brand experience designer, my main goal is to create immersive experiences for customers across all touch points. It's like being a conductor, like trying to have all these things together and making them work harmoniously. And by the way, let me tell you, it's not about just designing pretty things, but it's also about designing things that are strategically thought. And well put, it also has to, you know, they have to tell a story. Mm-hmm. A story that captures the heart and imagination of a customer and makes them feel like they're a part of something big.
Mm-hmm.
I've primarily worked with early stage startups and helped them communicate how their brand will work with, you know, be it B2B or B2C. What's more, like, you know, when this brand, as I said prior also, when all these brands come out and the impact that has been created by great design for the business is something which is like, it makes a lot of difference in the industry.
And seeing your designs come to life.
Oh my god, yes.
Nothing beats that, I feel.
Right. But you know what's really funny? When I started out, I thought I could do it all. Mm-hmm. Wear all the hats. I could be the accountant. I could be the designer. But I soon realized that starting your own business and doing things is like juggling with flaming swords and while being on a unicycle. So it's really tough, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
I'm sure like in future episodes, we'll try to cover the business side of the design and I'll talk about my challenges and experiences that I've had till now and what I'll be having soon enough. But moving on, so let's turn the tables on you, Debo Smita. I can't be the only one who's curious about your design journey. Let's give us the scoop, basically.
Oh boy, my design journey has been short. As you said before, but I was studying science in high school, right? And I used to think I'm all hot stuff with my sketching and painting skills, and I was good at it. So I thought that, you know, design would be a very natural fit for me,
yeah.
Right? But I started my product design degree, and so early on, I realized I was way in over my head. And when one of my professors was tearing me apart in a jury.
Oh, God, don't remind me of juries, man. I know that everyone has internally cried in juries.
Internally and literally externally. Like, I've seen tears. Not me, but others. But while he was thrashing me about various other aspects of my work, he said one good thing that was, you know, that I have an eye for balance and colors and visualization. And one of my friends very jokingly said that, hey, you should try UI UX, you know. And at that point of time, I didn't like, really know what this field was and what it meant. And I think fate just had different things in plan for me.
Fate, she says.
But universal jokes apart, I think I have always been very interested in the intersection of technology and art and design. And while I started with tangible product design, I very quickly transitioned to digital products. But I feel regardless of which field of design you are in, empathy and communication is what drives design. People, places, their histories, their cultures, that is what is at the center of every design that we're creating. And that is where we derive our creativity from as well. And as you said before, it's not about making things look pretty. It's about crafting a logical and harmonious and efficient user experience. Right? And especially in today's digital marketplace, where everybody is fighting tooth and nail for the user's attention, it can truly be the key differentiator for any organization. And I think that is what motivated me to start off my career as a user experience designer and researcher, and that's the role that I've been working on before coming to London for my master's.
So I know that you have been working with a lot of different types of organizations. Would you like to share your experience with our listeners?
So I think I've worked with startups, I've worked with design consultancies, MNCs, for varying durations of my career so far. From very basic pixel pushing to billing like complete enterprise UX design products for big pharma corporations. I've learned a lot, I've done a lot, experienced a lot, and I worked on some very wonderful projects and learned from very talented colleagues and very supportive mentors. But while all of this, I saw and experienced firsthand how important and crucial design is in driving any organization's innovation and growth, regardless of which sector they are in. It's like that secret sauce that makes everything better, right?
True. Like, I think it's like a key to perfect recipe.
Exactly.
I feel like as designers, we have the power to shape the way people think and interact with the world around them. And with that power comes great responsibility. So that's why it's very important to educate people about design and talk about its impact.
Right. And think about it. Everything around us has been designed in some way or the other. From the chair that you're sitting on, to the phone that you're holding, the website that you're browsing. And that's so wild.
True.
And good design can change our experience of how we feel this world, right? And let's take a good design for example. A good, well-designed product can make us feel like superheroes, while a badly designed one can make us want to hug smash it to bits.
Oh, good Marvel reference.
And there is so much power in how design can influence our behavior and our attitude. Give us a good website or a good app with the perfect colors and the perfect font, and we are hooked. But give us a badly designed one with bad layout, and nobody's sticking around for that mess.
True, this is actually applicable for every design field, you know?
Exactly.
Nobody is going to be sticking around for a sorry looking design.
True. And let's not forget about the design of branding and logos, right? It can make or break a company's image. And that also determines whether we want to give a company our business or not. Making design a pretty big deal. So long story short, let's appreciate all the designers that are out there in the world, making it a bit more pleasant and a bit more fun, and hope they never design a chair that makes our butts look big.
Moving on. When we met during our masters in London, it was like a match made in heaven. I mean, design heaven. We were like two peas in a pod, or should I say two Pantones in a swatch book. We spent so much time discussing design that our classmates thought that we were dating. Sorry to disappoint you folks, our love affair was only with design. not each other. We realized that we wanted to take our love for design beyond just our endless conversations and share it with the world.
And I think it's such a beautiful bond where we can just share everything, and bonus, we get to explore new ideas together.
True. And that's why we started this podcast, What the Design. Because let's face it, sometimes design can leave us all scratching our heads and wondering what in the design is going on here. We wanted to bring together people who are passionate about design and provide a space for us to learn from each other, share our experiences, and inspire each other to keep pushing the envelope. So tune in and let's talk about design, because as they say, good design is like a joke. If you have to explain it, it's probably bad.
Agreed. And I know there are a lot of design podcasts out there, but we believe that our show stands out from the rest. For starters, yes, we'll talk about design theories and trends, but we'll get very real about the triumphs and challenges of being a designer in today's world. We'll give a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to really succeed in this industry.
Right.
And we'll share all the juicy bits, including the embarrassing ones.
But that's not all. We'll also explore the ways design impacts our lives on personal levels. From the product we use on a daily basis to the way we interact with the world around us, design shapes so many experiences of us as human beings. Our emotions, our psyche, our social interactions. We'll break down these complex concepts and explain them into plain languages so that you can finally understand what your designer friend is talking about.
Exactly. And we just won't preach to the choir, let me tell you. We want to make design accessible to everyone, not just designers.
We don't claim to have all the answers. We don't know. We are trying to learn from this process. We're constantly learning and growing. And we want to take you on this journey of growth.
So whether you are a seasoned designer, a design enthusiast, or someone who's just curious about the world of design, we believe this podcast is just for you. And we promise we'll be open, we'll be honest, and we'll be curious. And we hope you'll be the same. Together, we can explore the fast-paced, ever-changing world of design and discover all the ways it shapes our lives.
Because let's be honest, in today's world, who wouldn't want to listen to two designers ramble for 15 to 20 minutes about all things design? I mean, it's not like there are thousands of design podcasts out there.
Exactly. Who doesn't want to hear our experiences and our insights? Not as if somebody else has done that before us.
Right. But in all seriousness, we do think that design has the power to change the world. And we're not just saying it because it sounds cool, but we truly believe in that. And we're so excited to explore that idea through this podcast. And if we can make even one listener slightly less bored during their commute, then we consider it a success. We're on a mission to spread the design gospel far and wide. And hey, we will definitely be having fun along the way. So buckle up, listeners. We're ready to inspire, learn, and make a difference.
Absolutely. And we also want to hear from you, our listeners. We want to know what questions do you have? What is inspiring you? What challenges are you facing as a young designer?
That's right. We want this podcast to be a conversation and not just a one-way street. So feel free to reach out to us on our social media, through our website, and let us know what you're thinking.
And with that, we come to the end of our very first episode. We hope you enjoyed getting to know us a little better, and we can't wait to bring you more engaging conversations about design in the near future.
Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of What the Design. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like.